Good afternoon, divine masculines and divine feminines, aka kings and queens. When I say divine, I'm talking about in our divinity, okay? I want to make that clear, because a lot of people don't understand what I mean when I say divine. We are a part of this divine universe that God created. We are part of him, and if he's in us and we are in him, then we are God, okay? And when I say we are God, I'm not taking anything away from his divinity, so I want y'all to understand that. But as we do a lot of soul searching, and as we do a lot of elevation and vibrating and ascending to deeper levels within ourselves, we learn more about the divine, and we learn more about, and we understand more about the universe. So I just wanted to say welcome again to my channel, and I hope and I pray that all is well with every last one of my listeners. And I hope that the beginning of this new year has been showing you great things so far, for this is the year of abundance. This is the new decade. 2020, man, I can remember years ago before we got here, you know, that we used to think that this was going to be a year of flying saucers or something of that nature. But we understand that that was just a facade. That was just a thought, okay, or something that was put out there into the atmosphere, where people believed that we were going to be flying around like the Jetsons. And although there is some technology out here that show, you know, that we like watches, you know, you can go on internet with your watches now, you can, you know, video chat someone now, you know, so we know that it's still, you know, that the centuries are still moving. And things have changed, but we haven't quite gotten to the flying saucers or the flying cars or whatever have you. Once again, welcome to my channel. I thank y'all for all that listening, and for all of you that are established listeners. I really, really appreciate you all as I continue to move forward in my endeavors. I just want to say that I've written my first book, y'all. For those that didn't know, I've written my first book and self-published on Amazon. And now I'm going to say that it was not easy. And I'm sure that I may have had some errors or, you know, certain things. But what I'm proud of is that I took the initiative and I took the chance to step out on faith, and I did it. So let me ask you guys, is this something in your life that you know that you want to step out on faith in and you have yet to do it? Let me ask you this, what are you waiting for? I know, because I too once was boggled down by what people might think, or if I screw up, or if I make mistakes, or if people don't receive me, or fear, overall fear. And I understand, but we know that fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear should never be that thing that stops us, but it should motivate us, okay? Because it is an illusion. Fear will stop us from living our best life, and it will stop us from becoming our greater selves, because we fear the unknown, or we fear what we don't understand. So I decided to step out on faith, y'all. And I'm going to tell you, I went on and wrote this book. It's called Real Relationships, No Games. Now, the reason why I thought that I would name it, title it that, is because I have a Facebook group page called Real Relationships, No Games. And when I created that page, it was more so to have topics of discussions on love and how people view love and what people perceive love to be. And do people really understand what real love is, what pure love is? And so while I was writing the book, I began to do a lot of soul searching myself. I mean, let me tell you, you're talking about healing that went on within me because of triggers that I had, you know, just going back into relationships that I developed with people, and not to mention my own childhood wounds. Okay. I had childhood wounds that I didn't even know that I still, you know, that was still unhealed. Let me say that. And as I was writing this book, I began to realize that although I had, grown and I had, you know, evolved in certain areas of my life, there were still other areas in my life that needed to be healed. And it was still other areas in my life that I still needed to dig into in order for me to be healed. So I began to write the book. And as I was writing the book, I began to go through some emotional changes, y'all. I mean, from emotional to mental. And, as I'm, you know, ascending and I'm learning more and more about myself, and I'm understanding that love starts with yourself first. And I'm not talking about the love that you have, I mean, like on a physical basis. And I mean, I'm talking about the love that's inside of your heart, the love that we tend to cover up because of the illusions that we learned as a child. You know, for instance, if you, let's say your parents, let's go there. If your parents were not together and you saw, you know, love, and, you know, in a way where you have, maybe your dad or your mom had boyfriends and girlfriends or something like that, and it wasn't stable, it was abusive, it was toxic. All of these things shape us as children, although we are born into a world. When we're born into this world, let me say that, when we're born into this world, we have pure hearts and we have love. We, that seed of love that God gave us, that energy, it's within us. And so when we are children, we adapt to our surroundings and what we see and what we're taught, you know. So as we get older, we start to shape what we see in our minds, what it might be or what we perceive love to be. And so once we get to a certain age and, you know, we start having our little boyfriends and our girlfriends, we start being attracted to, you know, being attracted to the opposite sex, we realize that what we thought we knew as love wasn't love at all, okay? And most of the time we based it on sex and romance and, you know, all of the beautiful feelings of love. But we didn't understand that love has some pain with it as well, okay? So I wrote the book, and as I was writing the book, I started digging into and started doing some research and started digging into my own experience and finding out that I still had some work to do with my self-love. Okay. Self-love is important. Before you can love anybody, you have to love yourself. Okay. You have to heal from the inside out before you can even give this love or show this love to someone else. It has to be within you first. So I am so grateful that I took the chance and the opportunity to be able to put out my first book. Now, this is not going to be my first book. Now, again, I'm sure I made some errors, I'm sure, but I feel great in knowing that I took that leap of faith. And I said, I'm going to write this book, because I've been wanting to write a book for a long time. And I just couldn't bring myself to do it. If I did, I started it and then I stopped it, got distracted, start hanging around people that didn't believe in me. And I didn't even believe in myself. Okay. So now that is not an issue in my life anymore. I believe in myself. And that's where that self-love comes in, y'all. When you start to believe in yourself and you start to take back your power and you're not given your power, you're going to speak your truth. You're going to stand in your truth. You're now able to understand this love that God has given us, and we can also give it back to, you know, those that he sends in our lives to give this love. So again, if you wish to purchase this book, it is now available on Amazon. It's called Real Relationships, No Games. Okay. And I appreciate every last one, like I said, who have supported me. If you even purchased a book, you could, again, you could go to Markita Ross, MarkidaRoss, on Amazon, Real Relationships, No Games. And also, I have a YouTube page, a YouTube channel, Miss Kita Love Tea. You could go subscribe to that page and help me build up my subscriptions, my subscribers. That will be also a great, great blessing to help me get where I'm trying to get. Also, I do speak. I am a speaker. I'm a life coach. If anybody wishes to have consultation, you can always email me at Marki_Rossi2@yahoo.com or MinisterRoss@gmail.com. I have two emails where you can contact me if you wish to have private consultations. And I say this, y'all, that it's all about building one another. It's all about helping one another to get to a high vibration where we understand that love is the key to any unlocked door. Okay? Love is the key to open up that door in your heart corridors, because we've been so used to closing up our heart because we're trying to protect ourselves. You know how that is. That we cannot receive what it is that we desire. And so we live in this illusion and we believe what we believe, but God wants us to understand that that's not what the blueprint is. So if you want to learn and understand about how do you really dig within yourself, just contact me. Okay, I'm available. You can also follow me on Instagram, Markita Ross, Miss Kita Love Tea, Miss Kita Love, also on Facebook. Go like my page. This is the new year of abundance, y'all. Let's start walking in our divinity. Let's start walking in our power. Let's start walking in who we are, being authentic in who we are. It's time. So again, I want to thank every last one of you for being patient with me, and I will be coming back up with some more topics. But I just wanted to I just wanted to check in with all of my listeners, all of those who are my listeners, and just say I appreciate you, and I'm sending light, love, and blessings your way today. Don't forget, stay tuned, because I'm coming back with some more. Again, thank you for listening in to Miss Kita's Love Tea. And I'm always going to spill the love with the tea. Not no gossip, but I'm going to give you what you need, okay? Because we, you know, those of us that are deep divers, we want to go deep. And we want everybody to understand that this is how it is in life. It's about loving yourself. It's about understanding who you are and what your purpose is in this life. If you don't know who you are and you don't know your purpose in life, it's time for you to start digging. It's time for you to start deep diving. It's time for you to understand that there's people out here that will help you get to where you need to be, but you gotta stop allowing yourself to be in low vibrations and stop allowing people to take your power, to take, you know, take away, diminish from who you are. You know, if you are a giver and people, you used to people taking advantage of you, it is because that is who you are. However, you're giving them your power. So we got to stop doing that. We got to get into a place where we understand who we are. Okay? All right. Love y'all. Remember, no mess, no message. It's time to live, laugh, and love. All right? Miss Kita Love Tea, signing off. And I'll be back at y'all later.